For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. My name is Tori DeSimone, and I'm your host. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday, the best one you've ever had. You deserve to have the best one you've ever had in your life, so I hope you have that today. I am so excited to chat with you guys today on today's episode and topic and just chat all around. Recently I was on TikTok and I was on my little For You page scrolling. Redownloading TikTok is honestly like the worst thing to happen to me. Also, just because TikTok has seemed to have forgotten what I like and it's still figuring me out. It's taking a long time, but it's still figuring me out. So I'm getting like really weird videos that I normally wouldn't watch on my For You page. Like, I personally have never watched a Minecraft video in my life, and now they're all over my For You page, and I keep saying not interested, and they keep showing up. So that's a little interesting. What else? Oh, there's like a bunch of like fun fact videos showing up, which also isn't me. Like, before I deleted TikTok, my whole For You page was like workout videos, what I eat in a days, really, really funny stuff. Like, I had a really funny For You page back in the day. I don't get like anything funny now. Like, I'm lucky if I get one funny video a day. So my For You page is like really still figuring me out. Oh, I used to get a lot of like makeup tutorials. And I think back to people and I'm like, wow, I haven't seen that person in a while. Like that girl Meredith that like sings really aggressively and puts on a lot of foundation. I haven't gotten her back on my For You page since I redownloaded TikTok. Like, a lot of these people that like I think about haven't been up. None of the Sway Boys show up. No D'Amelios. And I love the D'Amelios. I just love little Charlie. I don't know why I call her little. She's not little. I just love like checking in on them, seeing how they are. And they never show up. Noah Beck never shows up. I never get anyone on my For You page anymore. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that my For You page is really weird to me right now. So I'm still in a love-hate relationship with TikTok, trying to figure it out. But every now and then people will pop up and I'm like, oh my God, I used to watch your stuff. So I'll interact with it more. Anyway, while on my For You page, I came across this account and it's at Kmall6 with three L's. And her name's Kayla, and she did like a top of her favorite podcasts, and Manifest was in there. And I was literally so humbled. I was like it literally meant the world to me to see Manifest on someone else's For You page. And it was with like big shows. So I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then a couple days later, I saw someone like post a TikTok and they're like, drop your favorite podcast in the comments. And so many people said Manifest. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like crazy. So I'm really excited to record today. Not that I'm not excited to record every day, but I actually feel like this podcast is helping people. And I know you guys tell me that like in my DMs, but seeing it like unprovoked, unasked, and just like out in the public is a totally different experience. And it's really, really cool. Like, to be completely transparent with you guys, I have no idea how big or small this show is. I just don't really see my numbers. So to me, I just record what's on my mind every week and release it. And if like people listen, that's cool. Like, I know what it was like before I signed over and I was getting like 20,000 listens per episode, but now I have no idea if it's more or less or still right there. I literally have no idea. So to me, I have no idea how big the show is. So seeing stuff like that is really, really cool and really reassuring. And it makes me feel really good. So I just want to thank you guys, to anyone that listens to Manifest or shares Manifest. When you guys put on your story, it like makes me a whole day. It really, really does. And every Monday I try and repost as many as I possibly can. So it just means a lot to me. And I just love you guys. And I love this little community. You know, ever since I've kind of stopped posting on YouTube, I felt like I don't know if I would ever feel like a sense of community again. Like I felt back in like 2015, 2014 that I did with YouTube. But I really do feel it with Manifest. And I feel like it's like my people. You know what I mean? It feels really good. Like all of people that come to Spin, and they'll be from out of state. And they say that they listen to Manifest, and it's just really cool. It's really, really cool. So I love you guys. Thank you. Did you notice that I got my mic quality back? It's better. It's back and it's better. So I am no longer on my little iPhone recording. Take a shot every time I say little. I think we're up to three now. So yeah, I'm not on my iPhone anymore recording. I got my mic back. All is good in the world. I had to go back home to actually get this mic because, well, I wanted this one because I could record with two, and I want to do, I recorded an episode with Katie Brennan, but it was like on, the quality didn't come out very good. So I'm going to redo it. And I wanted to get this so we could record two mics. So I went home to get two mics and I wanted to update you guys on my house because I talked like all last week about my house. It sold. Oh my God, guys, it was crazy. So I listed my house on Friday. Of like 2 weeks ago at this point, like 10 days ago, Friday, and then it sold on Monday, so like a week ago. It was up on the market for 3 days. It was crazy. This market is absolutely insane to sell a house. It's insane. So I sold my house, and I'm very excited, and I'm really grateful that it sold so quickly, and I'm really excited for the people moving in. I'm just so excited for everyone because it's a brand new beginning for everyone. In terms of where I'm going to live, I literally have no idea. I have not a single clue. I'm toying around with staying open in September for CIO, like for Stride CIO. So if I do that, I'll probably be here through October. And then come October, I have literally no idea. I was looking at apartments, but the thing is, like, they're just so expensive. Like a one bedroom apartment is literally going for like $1,800 a month. And it's just like really crazy expensive to think like 18, like my mortgage was literally less than half of that. So it's just crazy to think. And I've been looking at houses. Nothing's right now. And I also don't want to buy right now. It's just like a crazy market to buy. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd rather not rent and spend that much money a month. No shame in anyone that does, but I just am lucky enough to have other options. So like my parents have like literally like an apartment in their upstairs house. So I could always go there until I find a house that I like. I could stay at the beach and just commute because it's really not a far drive. So I'm just really fortunate to have options. But I'll keep you guys updated. I don't have to be out of my house until September anyway. So I have time to figure stuff out, and I'll keep you guys updated because I'm also just as interested in what I'm going to be doing and where I'm going to be living come the fall. So we'll see, but I just wanted to update you guys, and I'm so fortunate and so grateful and so blessed. We are so blessed to have such a great life. So anyway, yeah, that's what's been going on with my house. I'm still watching a lot of Love Island. Outer Banks came out this past weekend. When I'm recording this, it's a Friday morning, so it actually came out like a couple hours ago at 3 a.m., but I haven't watched it. If I'm going to be totally honest, I didn't even watch season one. Last night, which is, would be last Thursday night when I'm recording this, everyone in my house, like in my beach house, we all binged on, I was about to say Jersey Shore. We all binged on Outer Banks and just watched as much of it as we could. And I fell asleep during it. That's like my worst flaw. I always fall asleep no matter what. Like I'll fall asleep at a literal movie theater all the time. I just can't finish a movie or a TV series. I just always fall asleep. Like Love Island, I've been watching Love Island and I'm on like literally episode 29 and I fell asleep for the last couple episodes. I just suck when it comes to that. Like it literally never matters what show is on. I will always fall asleep. Like I watched The Tomorrow War. Very good. I normally don't like movies that are like war and action and like every 5 minutes someone's shooting or punching. I'm like, oh my God, I literally can't even follow the storyline. Like an action movie will start and people are already fighting and I'm like, who are these people and why are they fighting? I don't get it. So anyway, I was watching The Tomorrow War and I actually really, really liked it, and I had to keep telling myself throughout the movie, like, don't fall asleep because I want to see how this ends up. And I still fell asleep. So I had to go back and watch it a second time. I fell asleep during the second time. It took me 3 times to watch that movie to get through it. And let me remind you, like when we started again halfway through the second time, it wasn't in the beginning. It was like right where I fell asleep, and I still fell asleep. So I just have this really bad habit of falling asleep during anything. So what I'm getting at is that I have not watched the new Outer Banks yet because I fell asleep during the first Outer Banks and I don't understand it. But I don't know. So it doesn't matter if it's good, if it's bad, I'll fall asleep for it anyway. It's like literally my worst trait ever. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bonchardt ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bonchardt.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bonchardt.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bonchardt.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. But enough about me sleeping. Let's talk about self-care. I'm very excited to talk about today's topic of self-care because I have always talked about it on this podcast and how important I think it is and how we need to practice it more. And I've briefly mentioned like that I rework certain self-care to work around a feeling of guilt that I tend to have whenever I practice self-care. But I've never made an entire episode about feeling guilty when it comes to practicing self-care. So the title of this episode, which is Listen to This When You Feel Guilty About Practicing Self-Care, is meant to have tips and information and just kind of to tell that little voice in the back of your head like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this because you have other things that you could be doing instead, to kind of just kindly F off and let yourself practice self-care. So I really got inspired to do this, one, by Kayla, which is KMall6 on TikTok. She is so great. As soon as I found her TikTok, I felt heard and I felt seen. And I'm like, wait, I actually really love this girl. And I think her and I were separated at birth. I spent like an hour on her TikTok because she is just my kind of person, dude. Like every single TikTok that she's made, I'm like, we actually live the exact same life. And you know how like everyone on like Instagram and TikTok that are like content creators are always like, I want to be relatable to my people, blah, blah, blah. Well, Kayla just is because I think her and I are the same person and I've never felt like, oh my God, this person's so relatable. I really like them up until Kayla. Like even like Miss Emma Chamberlain Queen herself, like everyone's like, she's so relatable. I kind of find it hard to relate to her because she's like living in a mansion in LA and goes to Erewhon every day. Kind of hard to relate. But Kayla literally like is my girl. I don't know. I'm obsessed with her. So I watched her TikToks and I'm like, I really, really love this girl. So when I was home and I got this microphone, this planner was right next to the microphone, and it is my self-care planner. And I actually talked about this a couple episodes back, but I'm going to link it. You know what? I'm going to make an Amazon shop because this I bought on Amazon. So I'm going to make an Amazon shop and I'll put it in the show notes down below. And I'll also post it on my Instagram story, but I'm going to make a little Amazon shop. Oh, and I'll also do like highlights on my Instagram profile. Okay. So I'm going to make an Amazon shop and I'll put this planner in that shop on my Amazon, because that's where I bought it. So it's called the Self-Care Planner. And I've talked about this before, but it's a really, really great planner. So the planner pretty much starts off with what you can expect in it. So there's going to be a self-care plan for about 12 pages that you complete. So it includes like a self-care assessment, building a self-care map, set reoccurring self-care acts, create a vision of balance, set your goals, design your ideal morning and night routines. Hang on, my fingers won't turn the page. You know how like teachers will pass out papers and they like slobber all over the paper just to pass it out, and then you have to touch it and you're like, okay, cool. Well, anyway, I guess I didn't even need to turn the paper. Yeah, that's pretty much what the self-care plan includes. And then after that, you dive into how you actually work the planner. So it has a monthly spread that turns into a monthly reflection, and then you go into next month with your monthly intentions. You have a weekly page, you have a daily page, and then you have an assessment looking back on the whole planner. How do you think everything did? And you also have like a daily review and stuff like that for every day. I really, really like this planner. I think it works super well for me, and it's not something that I use every day, but it's nice to have and to pick up and to remind myself that self-care starts and ends with you. Starts and ends your day. And without these pockets of self-care, what we do in the middle of the day, or even what we do from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. wouldn't be as productive and as possible had it not be for the 15 minutes of self-care that you give yourself in the morning, or the 10 minutes that you give yourself before you go to bed. It doesn't have to be a lot, but something matters. And doing just one small thing is going to change the trajectory of your whole day and even how you sleep. And your sleep is going to affect how your entire next day is. So everything is a domino effect. I talk a lot about lead dominoes on this podcast. I have an entire episode about it. Highly recommend to listen to it. It's a concept that has really changed my life. And I truly think that the lead domino to a successful, productive life is self-care, whatever that looks like to you. Self-care is going to be different for every single person, and that's going to be unique. So some examples are a morning routine, a night routine, taking an extra long shower, or let's say you're a mom and you barely have time to shower, going to take just that 2-minute shower. That's an act of self-care. Staying in, maybe you have plans out and you just really need to stay in. Saying no and staying in is an act of self-care. On the complete opposite, let's say you've been working too hard and you need to go let out some steam. Girl, you got to go out. Go out. That's an act of self-care. Go crazy. Going to the gym, all acts of self-care. The list goes on and on and on. There are so many. And I actually, there's some listed in this planner that I want to read to you guys because I'm missing a ton. And this planner has really good ones laid out. You can take a bubble bath. You can take a guided meditation, sitting quietly in nature, stargazing, turning on a diffuser, breathing deeply, trying an adult coloring book, watching a funny movie, journaling, trying a new hairstyle, dancing, listening to music, creating a brain dump, drawing or painting, singing in the shower, starting a DIY project, calling a friend, writing a letter, meeting a friend for coffee, playing with a pet, complimenting a stranger, joining a new class, calling a family member, spending a Sunday volunteering, schedule any needed checkups, going on a walk or run, getting some sun, making a healthy snack / healthy meals, taking a nap, drinking enough water, planning healthy meals for the week, creating affirmations, giving away old clothes, taking a workout class and sweating it out, organizing your closet, committing to a positive habit, taking a hot shower, watching the sunrise or sunset, getting some fresh air, decluttering your phone, baking cookies, wearing soft and comfortable clothes, looking at old photos, making your comfort food, burning a scented candle. I think we forget how simple some of this stuff can be. Watching a nostalgic movie, drinking a hot cup of tea, wrapping up in a warm blanket. So these are what comes in the self-care planner. This is not an ad for the self-care planner, but it's just some things that I wanted to mention. Self-care does not have to be this huge act. It's simply looking out for ourselves. In my mind, it's like the language of gift giving, but to yourself. And it doesn't have to be a physical object. It can literally be as simple as, my throat's a little scratchy, so I'm going to have hot lemon water and honey. It's so simple and so easy, but it's one of the easiest things to overlook. It's really easy to slack on ourselves, but it's hard to be unhappy with ourselves. I'm going to say that one more time so that it sinks in. It's really easy to slack on ourselves, but it's really hard to be unhappy with ourselves. It's hard to practice the best version of ourselves and the best self-care version of ourselves. So what would you rather do? Have it be hard with you being unhappy, or have it be hard practicing your best self? Choose your heart. I'd rather choose practicing my best self. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. Nothing bad can ever come out of you taking care of yourself. Now, I think a big reason that a lot of us don't do acts of self-care is because, well, actually, I saw an Instagram story post that I want to read out to you guys that, you know, I could have just reposted it on my story, but it to me felt so powerful that I wanted to save it and read it to you guys on the podcast. So this is going to pertain to the self-care of having a routine. Whether it's in the morning or whether it's at night, I think that a morning routine is a crucial and critical part of starting a lifelong journey to practicing self-care and to a successful, happy, and productive life. It is hard to have morning routines because it takes work. It is easy to get out of bed and just start your day and feel anxious and behind because you snoozed your alarm a million times. It is easy to not journal, to not meditate, to not go for a workout, to not drink a ton of water. It's easy to slack on ourselves. It's hard to practice self-care. But we admire the most successful people in the world for them being so successful. And every single one of them have a morning routine. Every single one of them practice self-care. A really good podcast to listen to about this is The Skinny Confidential, because anytime they have any of their guests on, and I'd say all of their guests are very successful people, Lauren asks them, what is your morning routine? And every single one of them have a detailed morning routine. And listen, guys, this doesn't have to take an hour out of your day. It doesn't even have to take 30 minutes. It can be a 15-minute routine that you do every single day that sets you up for success. I have an entire episode on how to build your ideal morning routine that works for you. I recommend to go listen to that. It does not have to be this big, elaborate process that takes up your whole day. And by the time you're ready to start your day, you woke up at 6 a.m. and now it's 11:30 a.m. and you're ready to take your first meeting. It does not have to be like that. But it is important that we set the day up with ourselves and start the day with success. As a society, we tend to glamorize, you know, hustle culture and working so much where we take no breaks and we think, you get up at 4 a.m. to start working, like you're a badass. You're really, really cool. You must do it all. Oh, you're still working at 11 p.m. at night? That's awesome. Like you must be a hustler. But on the other side, we also preach self-care. Those two things completely contradict themselves. How can we preach hustle culture but also preach self-care? What came first, the self-care or the hustle? I can tell you it's definitely the self-care. The hustle is only going to last until you nourish yourself again. Hustle comes with the inevitable burnout. And the way to prevent burnout of any sort is to practice self-care. So back to this Instagram quote thing. So we're going to talk about morning routines and why they are so important and how it's easy to feel guilty. Well, let me just read this because it really explains everything so well. So the account is momfully.you. And I saw this reposted on to, yes, Balance with B. Blair Flynn posted this on her story. And I'm so glad that she did because it really inspired a lot of this episode. So momfully.you posted, I asked, what prevents you from having a routine? Here's what you said. So these are people that submitted responses and she essentially goes through and debunks everything. The first one is the stress of sticking to the same thing every day. And momfully.you said, who says you have to stick to the same schedule every day? Maybe your routine is specific to the day, time of year, your cycle, work season, etc. You can create something that works for you, and it's okay if that doesn't look the same every day. Now, this one really hit home with me because I am so type A in the sense that in my mind, if something can't be done every single day the exact same way, it just can't be done at all. And that really messes with me because, for example, I teach spin on Saturday mornings. And when I'm back at home, I teach spin on Wednesday mornings. So obviously my Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is going to look different than my Wednesday, Saturday, because I teach spin on Wednesday, Saturdays. Now, another thing that really bothers me that I think everyone can relate to is that our weekends don't always look like our weekdays. So how do you keep a morning routine even on the weekends if you don't wake up on the same time? And oh my God, I spiral in my own head. It is true though, and it's something that I myself still have to work through, but you do not need to have the same routine every single day. I actually think it's better if you don't, because then you have something new to look forward to every day. You wake up on a Monday and you have this certain routine and it works for you on Mondays. You wake up on Tuesday and you know that, hey, my Tuesday looks different than my Monday. I get a different routine when I wake up tomorrow morning. And I think that's special. So now it becomes your Tuesday routine and your Wednesday routine looks different than your Tuesday routine, but you're still practicing these moments, these pockets of self-care throughout your day that's going to set you up for success for the entire day. And let me remind you, sometimes setting up for success means relaxing for the whole day. Sometimes setting up for success even means like, oh, I don't have plans today, but you know what? I'm still going to start my day on the right foot. Maybe it means that you have a really stressful day ahead and you feel like you don't really deserve to have this routine because, you know, you're going to be so stressed out. Having these pockets of self-care just sets the mood for the day and it allows you to create whatever you want out of that day, no matter how busy or how relaxed your day is. So I really liked that one, the stress of sticking to the same thing every day. And guys, please go show momfully.you some love from this post. It is a wonderful post and I really, really like it. Okay, what prevents you from having a routine? The next one says organization with time, also feeling guilty. Hello, this is what I want to talk about. She said, the thing with time is we have to mold it to be what we desire, which takes time and intention. But when you feel more confident in how your time is being spent, your mind won't have to work as hard and the feelings of stress and overwhelm won't hold as much power in your life. The thing about guilt is there is often an expectation set by you or someone else that makes you feel wrong. Just because you feel wrong does not mean you are. It is incredibly easy to skip over a morning routine or any sort of self-care when we feel guilty. And I think it's because we always have this idea that there are other things that we could be doing, such as running a business, such as going and doing homework, such as going to class, such as taking care of our kids. There are so many other things that we could be doing other than taking care of ourselves. But the only way for anything in our life to flourish is if we water ourselves first. I was listening to a relationship podcast, oddly, the other day, and it said that you need to, you know, the grass is always greener. The grass always at least looks greener on the other side. but you need to water your own garden first. You need to water your own grass and green your grass before you can compare your grass to someone else's. And just because I was in a relationship podcast, I don't think that doesn't apply to anything. The grass is always greener. It's always looking like, oh, my time could be much more wisely spent doing something else. But you can't compare the wisely spent time until you put effort into your own time and effort into your own self. It's time that you start watering your own grass before comparing it to what you could be doing. Take the 10, 15 hour, I don't care how long it is, time of these self-care acts and just quickly see how great everything else starts to flourish in your life. I totally feel that one with being guilty. Okay, the next one, working too much. What prevents you from having a routine? Common response was working too much. Mom fully dot you. Her response was, setting a routine can help you put boundaries around work. It can be like your little assistant telling you, aunt, close the laptop. Okay. Routines are your boundary blueprint between working and momming. So this is definitely geared towards moms, but that's okay with me. Routines are your boundary blueprint between working and you. I think that's a great way to look at it. A great way. When you're having your routine, you're not working. You're not going to class. You're not being a mom, whatever it might be. When you are having your routine, you are not working, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the middle of the day, whether it's a workout routine or a self-care routine, morning routine, a night routine, whatever it is, when you're doing your routines, you're done. It really does set a boundary and a precedence. And I like that response a lot. What prevents you from having a routine? This is a great response. Focusing too much on the planning / research or feel I need to buy something. And momfully.u's response is, I can promise you, you have everything you need. More information, research, or pretty planners are not the magic. You are. Ask yourself, how can I start today with what I already have? I feel this so freaky much because there really is so much knowledge out there. And listen, knowledge is power, but too much knowledge is the enemy. I really think that's how so many people get into a downward spiral. And for me, I think about this particularly when it comes to healthy eating. We know the basics. We know at our core what to do, right? We know at our core what to do. But as soon as we open up that little portal, that black hole, that rabbit hole on YouTube of all these nutritionists and dietitians and macros, and this is what you should be eating, and this is what you should stay away from, and this is inflammatory, and oh, you think you have IBS, and oh my God, all these voices, all this knowledge is just being thrown at us, and we're expected to just take it on and be like, oh my God, okay. But we end up more confused than ever. Listen to my very first episode ever of this podcast. It's called I'm Confused. Sums everything up. Once you know too much, it becomes hard to remember the basics and you have to literally unlearn things. I think the same holds true to anything. There is always going to be an incredible heaping amount of knowledge out there that you don't always need to know. And that's okay. Sometimes it's good to know enough and be happy with how much we know. You know, keep learning, keep growing, of course. But too much knowledge isn't always the best. So I think when it comes to self-care, you don't need to go study, well, how many minutes should I be meditating every day? And what is the optimal way to meditate? Because now suddenly this meditation is going to become stressful because now you know that there's 12 minutes that are needed for optimal meditation rather than 6.5, whatever it might be. It just now becomes too much of a chore and too stressful when really the one thing that makes this beautiful is the meditation, is the breath work. That was just an example. I don't know if any of those numbers are true. They most definitely are not. But what I'm getting at is that it's very easy to overload ourselves with too much knowledge and stray away from what really matters, which is the self-care. This was another one that I really liked that was included. And it is the last one that I'm going to mentioned today in momfully.u. Thank you again so much because this was so helpful and really was the catalyst to this episode. What prevents you from having a routine? The response, having anxiety and depression. Now, before I read her response, this is something that I really, really feel that I don't think I've talked about too much. It's really hard to get up and care for yourself when you're going through a depressive episode, when you're really sad, whatever it might be. It's really hard to care for yourself. So before I say the response, I just want to say I've been there. I understand. I don't mean to sound ignorant to the topic. It's really, really hard. And I think it takes a lot of courage to get out of bed in the morning and even brush your hair and just do one thing that really you're caring for yourself. I think it takes a lot of courage. And I know that each and every one of you, whether you're going through something or not, have the courage to care for yourself every day. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. Okay. MomFully.U's response was, anxiety thrives off of unpredictability. Depression thrives off of feeling like your life has no direction. And guess what routines help with? Predictability and direction. If you are experiencing anxiety or depression, I highly recommend a routine and a professional to help you work through this. Suffering is not the only way to get through emotions. Wow, that's so true. I never thought about it that way. Suffering is not the only way to get through emotions. Interesting. I think that's so true. I definitely know that my anxiety is horrible when I don't have a plan. I actually made an entire episode the other week about morning anxiety because it shows up, especially when I don't have plans, especially when I feel very underprepared. And with depression, it's hard to create a plan when you feel depressed, but it really helps to have that direction. So I think that is very true and a really great response. So yeah, guys, please go show momfully.u some love on Instagram for that post. It really was nice and I loved reading it and I wanted to make sure that you guys read it too and read it to the masses. Okay, so now that we know self-care is important, we've known that, but when we feel guilty about self-care, we know that that is a catalyst of living our best life. We know that no matter what we do in our lives, practicing self-care is going to make everything in our lives better. We already know that, of course. Now, how do we start living this act of self-care? It's very, very simple. The first thing is to write down a game plan. I think it is so fun to write down a game plan, but you need to make it realistic. If you know that you don't wake up before 7 a.m. because that thought is unbearable, start your morning routine at 7 a.m. and make sure that you have time to complete everything before you have to go to work, before you have to take care of the kids, whatever it might be, before you have to go to class, whatever it is. Make sure that you are giving yourself that routine. If you also know that you don't work out in the morning and you would like to work out at night, don't put your workout in the mornings. Make this realistic for you. Make this believable for you. It can literally be as simple as I open my eyes, I turn over to my bedside table, I chug water because drinking water is an act of self-care, I light a candle, and I walk to my bathroom and I put on moisturizer. It can be that simple. It's these moments of self-care that make the change of your whole day. You can't tell me that lighting a candle is not one of the most therapeutic and best feelings in the world. I remember I was watching a Madison Beer like morning routine, I think it was. And the first thing she did was light a candle when she woke up. And I was like, I should really do that. But you know what's crazy is I think of all these reasons why I shouldn't light a candle. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to be in my room for that long, so why should I light a candle? Because, Tori, you're going to enjoy it for the 3 minutes that it is lit. It's going to make your whole day. So light the damn candle. And if you're also like me and you're like, well, I don't want to have a candle running all day, you can buy a wax burner. Oh my God, I should put that in my Amazon shop. Okay, let me write that down. Self-care planner and wax burner. Awesome. Okay, shop for it on my Amazon shop. It's these little things that make a huge difference. And you see how small those things are? Drinking water, lighting a candle, putting on moisturizer. Those are 3 things that you just did for you. And that's practicing self-care. It really can be that simple. It doesn't have to be huge and elaborate. It doesn't have to be the that girl aesthetic. It doesn't have to be anything massively crazy. Now, I'll tell you what I did this morning. Now, I really do struggle, I'll be honest with you guys, having a routine down at the beach. I really, really do. Because in my mind, it's like the first concept that we talked about when it comes to what prevents you from having a routine, and it's that everything has to be the same every day. Well, here at the beach, it's so weather predicting. Like if it's sunny out, I just want to go outside and take a walk. If it's gloomy out, I just want to like lay in bed and like watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It is so changing depending on the weather. So today what I did, it's beautiful, it's sunny, but I know I wanted to record this podcast as soon as I woke up. So I woke up and I looked at myself in the mirror and I did not like my hair at all. So I curled my hair this morning and I really like it and I'm really happy with it. I curled my hair and I put on this cute workout set and I did my skincare this morning. I put on some perfume and now I'm recording my podcast. So it took me 20 minutes and I pampered myself this morning by doing my hair, putting on this cute little outfit, and I feel really good about myself and I feel really good about taking on the day, and I'm so excited to, when I'm done with this episode, I'm going to go for a walk on the beach and then I'm going to go get coffee. Oh my God, I'm going to have such a great day. And I'm going to take a spin class today. I am so excited. It's going to be a great, great day. And I think I'm going to go on the beach later and I'm going to tan a little bit. One of my goals for August, you guys are going to really laugh at me. Oh my God, I have to tell you my other goal for August that I wrote down. Okay, my first goal for August, I live at the beach, but I'm terrified of the ocean waves. I don't know. I just think I'm like going to drown or something. Like it's just really scary to me. So I never like go in really ever deeper than like my waist, I'd say. And even going in at my waist is really hard because that's typically where all the waves break. So I just get like assaulted by these waves whenever I go in the ocean. So I don't even really do it. But all my friends like to go in super deep, but I just get like afraid. I don't know. Whenever I see a wave coming, like I just get afraid. So one of my goals for August is to learn how to dive through the waves and to jump the waves and to just be out deeper in the ocean and like dive the waves. So that's one of my goals for August. I'll let you guys know how that goes. You guys want to know my other August goal is to take a tequila shot. I've never taken a tequila shot before. And you know, I just like, I want to. I literally wrote it down in my August goals is to take a tequila shot. I've never done it. So I want to. Yeah. Anyway, that's one of my goals. Well, why did I start talking about this? Oh, because I'm going to go on the beach today. I'll also let you guys know how the tequila shot goes. We have the 818 tequila here at this house. Somehow 818 tequila is literally sold in Seattle City, New Jersey. I have no idea why it's here, but it is. I have nothing in Seattle City, New Jersey. I'm literally talking nothing. Like it's an island. It takes 5 days for Amazon Prime to get here. Okay. But they have 818 tequila. Interesting. So maybe that will be my first tequila shot. I don't know. Like I've sipped tequila before, but I've never like taken a shot of tequila. Anyway, back to self-care. Is that self-care? I think so. Anyway, what I recommend for you guys to do is create a vision board. And I've said this before, but I think it's such a great tactic. And I'm actually going to make a new one after this episode. Is create a vision board of the life that you want to live. And this is not one that you have to write down, but I want it to be pictures. So think of how you want to look, how you want your life to look, how you want to eat, what you want your career to be, what clothes you want to wear, where you want to be living, how you want to feel, and pictures that emulate that, colors that you really like, just if you want a dog, what kind of dog you want, just this vision board of things that you want in your life and like a mood board of how you want your life to look. Then I want you to go on Canva Pro, shout out Canva Pro, and create that phone background. You can do it on Canva. You can do it on so many places. I think Canva is easiest. I love Canva, as you guys know. Anyway, go on Canva, make that your phone background and have that literally be the one thing that you see every single day when you open up your phone. And I think that you will see this every single day. And it will be a reminder to you that the way that you get this life is by practicing self-care. You can't get this life without putting yourself first. You can't get this life without prioritizing you and your self-care needs. It can be something so small that sets your entire day on a better path. It can be like for me, curling my hair. Now I feel great about my hair and I like how it looks and I want to go outside and I want to show it off. You know, I really like how it looks. It's the lead domino that's going to set the day on a better path for you. And it's going to be living this higher version of yourself through the act of self-care. I really think that in order to keep living this life of practicing self-care and putting yourself first, you need to constantly be inspired. So I highly encourage you guys to make mood boards, make multiple of them, follow the right people on TikTok that live a life that you kind of aspire to have, whether it's bits and pieces of it, whether it's they eat healthy or they take spin classes or they have this dog that I want, whatever it might be. It's these bits and pieces of people that keep you inspired and that kind of light, just like this mini micro firework that goes off in your stomach or in your mind. And you're just like, this is, you know, this is what I want. Like these surges of inspiration, like that's what you need to keep following. Follow, you know, quotes accounts on Instagram just to keep you going. Small little things make a big difference and just constantly stay inspired. Self-care is really, really important. And I know you guys know that. And it is the one thing at the root of you that is going to continue to water your own grass and make your life greener than someone else's. Not that it's a comparison game, but it's always easy to look at someone else and say, they must have everything going on. But it's time that you start watering your own grass and watering your own garden. So guys, that is pretty much everything that I have for you guys today. I hope this makes you feel a little bit better about practicing self-care when you feel guilty, when you feel like you don't have time, when you feel like life isn't really going in, you know, the way it should be right now. It's easy to push self-care aside. It's the first thing that always goes, but I think it should be the first thing that stays. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. I will have an Amazon shop linked in my show notes, so go check out my Amazon shop. And also down there is my Instagram and the Strut at Home website where you guys can get your first month for $10 if you guys use code Tori. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope you enjoy everything that today has to offer. Make sure that you do at least one thing good for yourself today. I don't care if it's lighting a candle, drinking water, or going for a run, whatever it might be. Do one thing for yourself today and just see where that takes you. I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. And in the meantime, catch me on Instagram and TikTok @ToriSterling_. Bye, guys. Love you.